Dellingpole, one law for Black Lives Matter, another for the rest. By James Dellingpole on June 27, 2020. Here is a message which should send a shudder down the spine of anyone who believes in the concept of equality before the law. A British police department openly admitting that it intends to give special, favorable treatment to Black Lives Matter. Note the use of that weasel word vigil. Presumably this comes from the same dictionary of politically correct excuse making that led the BBC describe a violent Black Lives Matter violent demo in London, in which 27 police officers were injured, as largely peaceful. It's a lie and an insulting lie at that. Vigils are what angels keep. Vigils are what servicemen keep over the bodies of their fallen comrades. Vigils are honorable, solemn, ancient, and have nothing whatsoever to do with a bunch of mostly white, middle-class uni graduates and Marxist agitators causing mayhem on the public streets under the pretense that they're fighting against structural racism. Note also that Northumbria police are effectively declaring a two-tier policing system. Protest gatherings, even ones pretending to be vigils, are illegal under the draconian legislation which was rushed through by the British Parliament in response to coronavirus. Yet here is Northumbria police explicitly and unilaterally announcing to the world that they consider Black Lives Matter are exempt. Why? How can it possibly be justifiable, let alone fair, for any police department in the United Kingdom to turn a blind eye to, or indeed, as here, actively encourage, the hard left while simultaneously warning that anyone who wants to protest against this injustice will be liable for arrest? Also, what the hell are the police doing giving special privileges to a Marxist organization which not only wants them to be banned but thinks that all cops are bastards? I doubt, or at least hope, that no rank-and-file police in Northumbria, one of the more down-to-earth regions of Britain, support this lunacy. But then I suppose I wouldn't be altogether surprised if some did. Because policing in Britain these days seems to be so heavily enthralled to the social justice warrior values of common purpose and the radical left generally that they may well believe their job is to promote anti-racism more than it is to uphold the law and keep the peace. Some of us could see this coming a mile off. Police cars redecorated in the colors of unicorn vomit. In solidarity with Lugdkek, policemen being encouraged to wear high heels and paint their fingernails in solidarity with something or other. Policemen obsessed with hurdy tweets but not with preventing burglary or grooming gangs. We saw all this happening and asked ourselves, but will this cucked, emasculated police be capable of responding if it all kicks off and some actual, old-fashioned law enforcement is required? Well, over the last few weeks we've had our answer. Police in Bristol looking on, approvingly, as statues are dragged by mobs and dumped in the sea. Police in London running away from the mob and being beaten up by more uncontrolled mobs. Home Secretary Preeti Patel has been talking some tough talk, saying she's going to haul the head of the Metropolitan Police Cressida Dick over the coals for failing to keep order. But will she really have the appetite for the root and branch reform that's needed? And where, among all the milquetoast, write-in, sociology graduates that now form the upper echelons of the police, is she going to find officers with the mettle and backbone to restore the police to their original purpose? I would suggest that maybe it's time to put the army in charge of law and order. Except they're now commanded by politically correct bedwetters too. Britain, I fear, is toast. But then I look across at what's happening in the US and I see the same problem there too. And to think that, up until quite recently, right-wingers like myself who pointed out that we were losing the culture wars to the radical left and that all our institutions had fallen to social justice warriors were treated like tinfoil-hatted loons. Such was the fate of Cassandra. Nothing changes. All I know that if Boris Johnson's administration doesn't get its act together soon on the law and order front, then we ain't seen nothing yet. Come October, when the economic consequences of the government's pointless coronavirus lockdown make themselves felt and unemployment starts to bite, that is when the shit is really going to hit the fan. Preeti, you wanted to be the next Margaret Thatcher. Now's your chance.